You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, this week, we are under the influence of so many lovely trines, and we are also coming up to the Lionsgate portal, which is basically when the star Sirius aligns in the cosmos to kind of open up opportunity for us to tap into our abundance, to tap into our, like, to more easily tap into what our birthright is and the good things that we want to create for ourselves, and just the lucky, fortunate sort of alignment that can open doors. So, and it happens right in Leo season, which makes a lot of sense because Leo is very heart-led and enthusiastic and warm and self-expressive. And it's just a very noble, regal, lovely, warm energy that we all have somewhere in our chart. So depending on where it is in your chart is where you're going to be feeling all the action. And we also have like a huge amount of, well, it's called a stellium of planets in Leo. And that makes a big difference to the stuff, especially compared to what we've been going through. There's been all kinds of, I mean, the last month we went through the portals of the eclipses, which was very emotional and complicated. And now you can kind of feel things are lifting because Leo doesn't really like things to be, emotions are fine, but joyous, happy, big, beautiful, exuberant emotions, not the kind of drippy, sad, you know, crappy emotions that we may have been experiencing through July. So that's happening. And we are right smack dab in the middle of it. So the Thursday is the actual, the Lionsgate alignment, the 8th, August 8th, so 8-8, which is pretty much the symbol for infinity. If you look, it's like a portal to infinity. And that same day, there is a lovely trine, and we're really under the influence of trines all week, between Jupiter and Venus. So Venus is the part of us that, it's what we value. It's what we love. It's harmony and peace and beauty and connection and romance. And it's where you look in people's charts to see what kind of relationships that they're drawn to and the kind of people that they love and the kind of, you know, scenarios that they need to be happy in a love relationship. So Venus is in Leo right now. Again, it's like buoyant and joyous and self-expressive and able to be itself in Leo. And trining Jupiter, again, Jupiter is about to go direct after being retrograde since April. So it's sort of like turning around right now and about to switch back to its forward progress. So I do feel kind of like we're aligning with our ability to kind of jump forward. We've been pulling, it's like archery where you're pulling the bow back, And we're about to let go. And all this fire energy, I think, is kind of the pulling back of the bow. Maybe it's kind of more what we've been doing through July, is the pulling back of the bow. And as Jupiter goes direct, there's kind of a release of this energy into the future. So it does make lucky things are happening. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for advancements or breakthroughs or, and all to do with kind of fiery self-expression, expressive energy. So whatever you need to express of yourself out into the world, now would be a wonderful time to do that. It's very supportive, very like the cosmos are supporting that energy. And we're really very much out of the Mercury shadow right now. So Mercury should be like doing its thing in a forward motion. And if you've been feeling stuck for the last few months, go easy on yourself because we've been going through a ton of retrogrades. It's like all the planets. We've got Pluto, Saturn, what else was retrograde? Neptune, all looking back, busy looking back, not looking forward. So if you're a forward moving kind of person, it can be very irritating because it feels like nothing is happening in the forward moving progress department can be frustrating. But now you can kind of start to feel, especially with Jupiter traveling through Sagittarius, there's this, like, I want to grow, I want to go, I want to move and get rolling. And it's really nice energy for that. It's powerful energy. And we've got coming up on the 9th, still the moon in Sagittarius. So we're going through lots of trines again. It's really lovely. Like coming up into the weekend before it goes direct on the Sunday, the 11th, there's definitely just sort of lucky ease. Very, maybe if you need to go on an adventure or even a philosophical adventure or publishing, anything to do with the Sagittarian energy, which is like truth seeking and learning and growing and traveling and connecting with foreigners and connecting with the higher mind and higher ideals and your higher self, all very Sagittarian. And it's trining Venus and trining the sun and also conjoined with Jupiter. So luck is in the air, lots of luck and progress. So definitely take advantage of that. There is a little blip with at the end of the on Friday with the moon squaring Neptune. So it can be, maybe you'll get tired or you feel a little confused for a little while, but it's the moon and the moon moves quick and that'll pass. Coming up through the weekend is pretty great actually, and you'll feel it. It's also true that when planets change direction, whether it go forward or goes backwards. Oh my God, I can't talk. There's like a huge shift, like you'll feel it. It's often there can be earthquakes that day or some sort of significant occurrence is felt when the planets change directions. So the 11th, Jupiter will be going direct and Uranus will be going retrograde. That's very interesting. It's like over 12 hours apart, so it's not like right on top of each other, but it's definitely notable. Like things change that day. And the same day too, Mercury will be heading into Leo, so joining all these other planets in Leo. So it's definitely a time when we're meant to be who we are and say what we need to say and express what we need to express. Like indulge that inner child self of yours, and it'll lead you to exactly the situations that are going to bring you the most happiness. And with this shift in these big planets, you're going to feel it. And with Uranus going retrograde, it kind of gives us a chance. It's in Taurus right now, and it'll give us a chance to maybe feel a little more settled, a little more grounded, a little more aware and in control of maybe what's going on in our financial worlds. And definitely, Taurus is a very stable, methodical energy. And having Uranus there, it kind of shakes things up a bit. So we've all maybe been feeling a little destabilized. But it is going into retrograde, so it kind of gives us a chance to look back over what may have changed, why we're not stable. And maybe that destabilization is exactly what we need to move forward and grow and become who we're supposed to become in this world. So just watch Sunday. Sunday's a pretty big day. I think mostly it's going to be a wonderful day, but definitely a notable day. The 12th, the sun actually, the moon will move into Capricorn. That's happening Sunday too. And the vibe will kind of get serious. And you might actually be like, okay, now I got to get serious. Now I got to make sure that I'm living up to my responsibilities, that I understand the roots of the problems that I'm dealing with. It's the very serious Capricorn energy, but with a kind of lovely sextile to Neptune. So I think it's going to be more of a day that you get serious about what you need to get done with a little sprinkle of magic and a little sprinkle of vision and intuition and kind of that mystical energy that Neptune brings, which is a lot, you know, brings the inspiration. It brings the fabulous big ideas and our love of what's just beyond our grasp so that we can grasp it. We need to know what we're aiming for, right? So the 13th, we will have, this is a big day when Venus and the Sun join. It's Tuesday and it's just such a fiery energy because it's all in Leo, but it's also just fortunate and lucky. There's just luck all around with this energy. And also the ability to, again, all the things that stop you from being who you are, all the negative talk, the programming, all of that kind of is sizzled away with all this fiery sun energy. None of it matters. So hopefully you too are tapping into that and are able to be what you need to be. And I'm sure you know exactly what that is. And with this sort of fiery energy that we're all experiencing, you will be able to, it'll just be easier. So do, I think if you take Monday the 12th and figure out what your game plan is, especially when it has to do with, you know, if it has to do with business or family, but kind of more in a long-term family kind of way, like if you're thinking of your family's future, Monday is a good day to do all the kind of game plan stuff. And then on Tuesday, it's truly a wonderful day to, like, to be born with the sun conjunct Venus is very fortunate. It's like you're warm and you're loving and people like you, because often there's like somebody with the Venus and the sun conjunct will be really good looking and charming and have all the wonderful traits of Venus and all the warm, sunny traits of the sun. Oh, I hope that doesn't go off again. So it is definitely, Tuesday's a fortunate day. We're really in a fortunate month and we're heading up to the full moon, which is going to be on the 15th, and it's in Aquarius. So it's a lovely time for us to be able to drop. Aquarius is very good at detaching from whatever is encumbering them. So if you have anything to let go, or anything to drop, anything to release, this full moon coming up in Aquarius is going to be fabulous. But I will come back and discuss that next week. So that's pretty much covering it, I think, for this week. There's all kinds of just fortune all around us. And I hope that you're able to tap into it. I'm sure that you will be able to, because it's hard not to when it's just kind of, we're here on the earth and we're tapped into these vibrations. So it's definitely available for us to all tap into our hearts, into our joy, into who we're here to be, and just be that with kind of joy. Make sure you're having lots of fun and being playful and doing what makes you happy, because that's the energy that Leo brings to the earth, is we can anchor in some joy right now. And if we can anchor in the joy, then it makes it so much easier for everyone else to tap into it as well. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. And thank you so, so much for listening.